Welcome back to In Depth on a Sunday morning, our PSA program on Lotus Radio. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, and my second guest, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
Emily Skyle.
Hello.
From the Reno International Film, no, Reno Tahoe International Film Festival.
Yes.
Way to get that together, Ian. Jeez. Thank you for coming back.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. We have a super exciting event I want to talk to everybody
cool.
about.
Cool. So, yeah, the Oscars thing went dandily.
Yeah, we sold out. We had a huge showing. All the news stations were there to support us. It was amazing.
Fantastic. And then you got even more planned.
Yes. So we've been trying to do small events every month. We had the David Lynch, an exclusive screening of his film, the only one in Nevada. So that was really exciting.
Wow.
But now this is our biggest party of the year, our biggest fundraiser. And it's insane. Are you ready for the world's longest title?
For sure.
Perfect. It's the Reno Tahoe International Film Festival presents the Summer Shandy Shindig. And the logline, because you know you have to have loglines these days.
Of course.
Is Moomoos, Mimosas, Speedos, and Shandies. We're letting people tap into their inner golden girl, but also be sexy at a pool party.
So cool.
Pretty inclusive.
That is incredible. That covers the gamut.
Right?
Of like
right?
everyone
yeah,
who like, would possibly want to attend.
I'm a little bit chubberita, so I'm going to wear the most gorgeous muumuu ever with big fierce glasses and a floppy hat, and I could win the muumuu competition.
Beautiful. There's competitions?
Yes. Every hour we're giving away prizes. The tickets are all you can drink, all you can eat. Compo is catering, so it's going to be incredible food.
Wow.
And the best part, it is in a private, I can't give the address, only ticket holders will get the address. But as a, yeah, it's super schmancy. But it's being held in a private residence in the hills. It's not too far of a drive. It's kind of like driving to South Reno.
Okay.
But it's in the hills. The property has a private pond. It's insane
yeah.
for a pool party.
The list goes on.
Yeah. It's stunning. I went there yesterday and about had a heart attack. It was so beautiful.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So people can they get their tickets now?
Yes. People can go online and purchase their tickets at www.rtiff.org. Can you tell I'm older because I say the www? Oh, I'm trying to break that habit.
No, it's okay. I sometimes have to stress that myself when I do websites.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, why did I say that?
Why did I do the W? It sounds so redundant. Like literally is redundant.
Yeah, it is literally. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. People now have that whole URL in their head.
Yeah. RTIFF.org.
Cool. And then when is the actual event?
So the actual event is going to be August 17th. It is a Thursday and it's going to be from 2 p.m. all the way to 9 p.m. So it's a come and go.
Okay.
So maybe the kids are at school. You want to come have a couple mimosas and some great food and get some hours in the sun before they get out of school, you can come and go.
Yeah.
We'll have entertainment throughout the evening, but it goes until 9.
Okay.
And the owner of the estate said that his parties very rarely end when they're supposed to. So I think it's going to be a pretty amazing time.
This could end
time.
Up being a rager.
You might need to call in on Friday is what I'm saying.
Okay. Good to know. I'm definitely going myself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely happening.
Well, you have to be there.
And then the money. What is that going toward? Is there any specific things you really want to focus on with the festival?
Yes. So this party specifically helps. It's the pay a player. And what that means is you're basically every penny we get helps us sponsor filmmakers. So when they come here, we're paying for their hotel, we're paying for their food. And when a newer festival does something like that, it's going to put Reno on the map very quickly.
Yeah.
Because most filmmakers that are starting out and doing these incredible things, even filmmakers that can go to Cannes, they don't have a lot of money. Unless they're sponsored, they can't attend a festival. And what is a film festival if the audience can't talk to the director or talk to the cast
yeah.
after a screening? So most of our money will be donated to paying to get big names to come to our festival.
And then that's a load off their mind so they can focus on their art.
Absolutely.
Focus on their work and get interactive with the people of Reno.
Yeah, and we're going to have filmmaker parties. You'll have a chance for a discount to purchase your VIP passes for the film festival, which happens September 7th through the 10th. We have filmmaker parties and awards gala. All of those will be available for purchase in advance, and you're going to get a 25% discount, which is incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are there any other things on the horizon with this film festival you don't think you mentioned last time? Anything that popped up that you're like, oh, I'm really excited about?
Gosh, we have some pretty big names that are really exciting, but I'm not allowed to announce them. I know. I can't announce them until August 15th because in this industry, no offense, but if somebody big gets, you know, if they get called from, you know, Disney
yeah.
to do a movie,
yeah.
they're going to say goodbye.
Sorry,
to
guys,
us.
I'm out of here.
But when we hit that glorious 30-day window, that's when we know they're 100% confirmed.
Okay, cool.
But we've got some people that I know will be here no matter what because they're teaching workshops. So as soon as we can announce them, we will. But it's really exciting to bring the caliber of talent we're bringing into Reno. plus new and exciting up-and-coming award-winning filmmakers that are taking the festival circuit by storm. We're getting them here.
Okay, cool. And then local boys, too.
Yes, we have an entire night of Nevada programming. There's a local film here called Dear George, where we had 1,100 people come to the original screening. It's going to be screening on that Friday, and it's the final version of the film. So I know a lot of people locally have wanted to see that, plus some other really exciting films that were really impressive from the Reno and Northern Nevada region.
Okay, cool. I mean, it sounds like there's a whole lot of aspects to this.
Yes.
I think probably even more than it was, because it was on hiatus for a while, right?
Yeah, it went dormant for a little while. Some of the lead organizers ended up moving out of the region, and if you don't have passion behind a project, it can tend to dwindle. But we have an amazing board on board now, and really crazy support from the community, and all of our events have been super successful. And this festival, we've got workshops. You want to learn how to be a director? You can learn. I can't say his name yet, but he directed Seinfeld episodes. He directed a very famous movie about an American that eats pie. So he's a pretty big name. There were several of those movies, so it could be several directors.
Oh.
So I can say that.
Okay.
So you can take workshops from these amazing human beings. The production designer from a very big film that was... space themed. That was...
You're trying to be vague here?
Very vague. About a space that's arriving, that might have been nominated for a huge award this past year.
Okay.
So we have some... We don't just have like, hi, I'm from university and I'm trying to become a film. We have amazing human beings that are going to be there to teach our local community. And those workshops are free with a festival pass.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wow. So yeah, a whole lot of just quality and quantity. And then as far as, do you need volunteers by chance?
Oh my gosh. Yes. We need over 50 volunteers.
Okay.
And with those volunteers, you get to come to the filmmaker party. You're going to be hanging out in the lounge with those named stars. So it's a pretty cool opportunity. So we need over 50. If you want to sign up for that, you get a lot of perks. You can either find me, Emily Skyle, on Facebook. Emily Skyle Golden, not the really hot fitness girl with my same name from Australia. I'm the one that looks a little chubby and I have the last name Golden.
You stop it right now.
Well, you got to differentiate. I don't want this random hot chick from Australia that has 75 million followers. She's like, I don't need volunteers. I can put my own suntan lotion on for my pictures. Or you can go to rtiff.org and ask us to contact you. And we will reach out to you. We need all the volunteers we can get.
Okay, fantastic. Anything else you want to add? Do you want to actually reiterate, I mean, the big fundraising thing that you're focused on?
Yeah, so right now our main focus is just having a killer event. It's happening August 17th. It's the RTIFF Summer Shandy Shindig. So Moomoos, Mimosas, Speedos, and Shandies. Come out, support us, help bring filmmakers here to Reno. Let's shine another positive light on all of the amazing things going on in this community.
Amen. We're growing into an artistic mecca, and one aspect of that is cinema. And I want to thank you for actually just leading on that. You know, you're a pioneer.
Yeah, there's a great team of us really making it happen in Reno as far as cinematography and filming goes.
Awesome. Emily Skyle Golden, thank you for coming in and talking about the Reno Tahoe International Film Festival.
Of course. Thanks for your support.
Surely.